This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Larry, I'm choosing to be optimistic today. I'm optimistic that...
Like BPA?
Yeah, like Jimmy, Kuminga, Steph, I think it could work. I do. Do you think it could work, Sam? Does Dub Nation...
Even though I'd love to be one in...
Think it could work. 888-957-9570. Where is Brian Palo Alto?
Yeah, does Brian Palo Alto think that it can work? I know he's one of the biggest Jonathan Kuminga fans in all of Dub Nation. So,
well, he was actually high that JK actually showed up, and he was the only one showing up offensively when Steph went down. It was him and Jimmy. And in game three, that was the game to win that could have extended the series and maybe changed some things. And again, I think we're all reacting now, and we'll get into the Jimmy Butler angle on all this because I do want to get into that because I do think he's unfairly getting a little admonished from the fan base and from even hosts at the station when it comes to him. And, oh, I didn't think he would. Yeah, I even said it. I probably overvalued what he was going to be with this team. But having said that, I even took a step back and said, this guy was only here for a couple months. He changed the fortunes of this franchise. You won a first-round series for him. He was a baller in Game 3, the game you felt like you could have won and extended to a Game 6. And no one else stepped up around him outside of JK, and that was the difference there, even though he went scoreless in the final 8 minutes of fourth quarter. Tough look. That being said, I'm still very high on Jimmy Butler and what he brings to the Golden State Warriors. And I'm still high on what Jonathan Kuminga could be. Now, is Steve Kerr high on him? It doesn't sound like he is as much from the comments with Tim Kawakami.
No,
it's
not.
Willard and Dibbs yesterday. Are you high on Jonathan Kuminga, though, Sam? Like, as a player, do you think, like, would you be sad if they, like, moved on from him in the offseason?
Would
you be bummed?
Yes, I would be. I wouldn't be bummed. I would just be disappointed. I would not be thrilled about it because, you know, Spadoni, I'm a lifelong Warrior fan, been going to these games since I was like 5 years old. You know, I was there for the Muggsy Bogues, Mookie Blaylock, Donald Foyle days. I know how dark it can get for Warrior fans, and I've been in that darkness. I don't want to go back to the darkness. And when I look at a guy like Jonathan Kuminga, and again, I think Joe Lacob, I think he sees Kuminga as the same thing. When you're looking about what this Steph, when you're thinking about what this team is going to look like once Steph Curry is, you know, kicking his feet up in retirement, you're seeing a team that could be built around Jonathan Kuminga. You're seeing a team that, you know, could be, that could have Kuminga in the role that he wants to be in. The question is simply put, is Kuminga willing to wait to be put into that role? And that's kind of what I think he's maybe struggling with. So, in terms of just the Warriors having a future, like a plan for the future, now I'm not saying they could build around Kuminga and it can end up being a total flop, but I at least want to have a chance to say that life after Steph won't be, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s again. I don't want to go back down into that dark hole. I'm not saying I need, Jonathan Kuminga to be Steph Curry 2.0 because that's an incredibly unrealistic ask, but can you just be a dynamic player that can act as a stabilizing pillar on this team that, you know, Mike Dunleavy and co can build around?
Did watching Jonathan and Jimmy play pretty well together offensively give you hope that this thing can work? 888-957-9570. Because again, I keep mentioning that game three. I'm going to keep doing it because I saw enough there for me in that moment against a really good Timberwolves team. Like, I hear Jimmy's belief when he says, not only can we play together, we could thrive together. I did see them thrive offensively together. Now, Stephen Curry wasn't there. That's a big piece in all this. He wasn't there, and that changes a lot. Changes the spacing. It changes the
offensive
flow.
Team.
It changes everything. I say all that to say, as much as Steph changes things for the better, I get it. Maybe Steph could change a little bit too. If JK is a future piece for
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This team in a piece that could take you over the top and make you a championship contender, because I truly believe if we got that version of JK scoring the ball with Jimmy and then Steph, yeah, now you're cooking with something that could be special. You were waiting for that one player. We got Pajemski, but it was the last game. It was like, okay, too little, too late. It was nice to see maybe confidence for him building into next season, but Moses wasn't stepping up. No. Quentin Post wasn't stepping up. Guy Santos, God love the guy. That's not what he's there for. Gary Payton, he's not going to score players. A bunch. Like, and the guy you actually needed to step up scoring the ball-wise, Draymond Green, again, in the last game he showed some aggression, but he wasn't showing that through the totality of the series. And he really, overall, if you go to the Rockets, he had some moments, but the T-Wolves series, he just wasn't very good. He just wasn't. It was not good enough for them. By the way, Draymond Green, shout out to him, though. He did get first-team all-defense when it comes to NBA defensive team. So, good for him. Well finished, earned. What, second or third in the DPOI vote, though?
I think it was his ninth DPOI first-team defensive.
Correct. I think there's only four other players ahead of him.
And to do that at age 35, considering what he does, you know, banging around as a 6'7 center and controlling dudes 6'7 inches taller than him, it's still absolutely incredible what he's able to do on the defensive side of the ball. But yeah, I know you do need more scoring from him. Do I believe it can work? I think it can. I think if you had asked me this 24 hours ago, I probably would have had a bit of a different answer. Listening to Kerr, though, on with Kawakami and then again with Willard and Dibs last night, you know, check it out on the free Odyssey app and on YouTube, Steve Kerr with Willard and Dibs. I'm kind of coming around on it a little bit more, mainly because I feel like the Warriors don't really have a choice other than to try and find a way to make it work. Otherwise, you're trading him away and wading into an ocean of uncertainty there. I think it works. So if it's a lineup, say starting lineup next year, you probably got Stephen. I like Stephen Moody as your starting backcourt there. But going from there, do you put is Kuminga better off in the starting lineup with Jimmy, or is he better coming off the bench alongside Jimmy? And where this ends up going is, I think if it can work, it if you do think that Kuminga is ready for that starting lineup role, which would give him a much more prominent role on this team, I think the move you make in response to that is, and I don't think they would actually commit to this, it's moving Draymond Green to the bench and having him be that first guy off the bench. Because I think that's just where things are at. Draymond's going to be 36 next year. The wear and tear that he's putting on his body, I do believe is starting to catch up with him. I don't know if you can really count on Draymond to be a full season center as the Warriors have sometimes done in the past. So I think if you do make it work, yeah, it's it comes at the expense of Draymond's starting role, which, and then again, I don't know what the finishing lineup
starting
looks in that
doesn't
sense.
Matter. Yeah.
Yeah, and finishing matters more. But to the players, they care. They want to hear their names called during the opening intros and all that fun stuff. But yeah, I think if you're making it work, does it come at the expense of Draymond's Green's playing time? And that's kind of where I lean in terms of how it will work, is that, yes, it can, but there's a little less Draymond. That doesn't mean no Draymond, but I think there's a different role for Draymond Green here as he enters the final years of his career.
He's an older player. I think that's usually what happens, unless you're an all-time LeBron, Steph, you know, like guys that get up there in age. You start getting relegated to the bench at times. That's just what happens because you need to preserve those legs. I get it. Manu Ginobili, he was always like that sixth man, but he wasn't really a bench player. He was a de facto starter at times.
He got starter minutes.
He did, and he closed the games, and he was so damn important for those Spurs teams. I'm not saying they're like for like the same player, Manu and Draymond. I'm just talking about this whole idea that you need to be starting. You don't. It's nice. You get the intros. It's great, but for the preservation of this team, and we're talking about an older core here of 35-year-old Jimmy, 35-year-old Draymond, 37-year-old Stephen Curry. Yeah, I would like these guys' minutes to be a little reduced next year. And I think a young guy like Jonathan Kuminga, you know, taking that next step could alleviate some of that pressure off those older guys. By the way,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.